The mitzvahs hatluyos ba'aretz, the agricultural mitzvahs that depend on Eretz Yisrael, truma, maisa, shvita, yovel, leket, shechra, peya, chala, other mitzvahs, so it's dependent on kedushas Yisrael. In fact, Chazal tell us that it really didn't begin until year 15. The first 14 years, we see that the first 7 years were Sheva Shekivshu v'Sheva Shechelku, the 7 years of conquering and the 7 years of living in Eretz Yisrael, the 7 years of conquering and then 7 years they split it among the tribes. It wasn't until year 15 was endowed with Kedushas Haaretz. So the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, I believe it's Perek Vav, Halacha Tezayin, he talks about the difference between the Kedushas Haaretz of Yoshua ben Nun in contrast to Kedushas Haaretz by Ezra. So the Rambam writes that the original Kedushas Haaretz, when Yoshua ben Nun took the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael, how long did that Kedusha last? So the Rambam writes that lasted until the Golas Babel, when the armies from Babel conquered the land at the time of the Churban HaBayis. So after the Churban HaBayis, when the Babylonians took over the land, it lost its Kedusha. Why? So the Rambam tells us because the original Kedusha of Yoshua was based on kibush, on conquest. And therefore, if it was based on conquest and we lost the conquest when the Babylonians took over and they had their own conquest. So therefore, the Rambam Shita is Kedusha Rishona is butla. It's only l'shaisa because it was based on kibush and the Babylonians undid the kibush. However, the Rambam writes, when Ezra came in, the Kedusha Shnia of Eretz Yisrael, when the Jews came back from Golas Babel, the Rambam writes, the Kedusha Shnia was Oleil HaMemim. Kedusha Rishona is Batel. But the Kedusha Shnia remains even after the Churban. And the Rambam says, why? What's the difference? Why does Kedusha Rishona lose its Kedusha, but Kedusha Shnia stays on forever? So the Rambam writes, because in contrast to the Kibush, our Rishona of Yoshua was based on Kibush. But on Bayis Sheni, during the time of Ezra, or I should say, for the Kedusha Shnia, there was no Kibush. In fact, we didn't have a Jewish government, an independent Jewish government, living in Israel until, we know, during the days of the Hashmonam, in the middle of Bayis Sheni, 200 years later. So therefore, Kedushas Haaretz couldn't have been based on conquest because we didn't have it. It's what the Rambam calls, it rested on Chazaka, on us settling in the land. That's the Lashon HaRambam. So what's the pshat? What does the Rambam mean here? That Kedusha Rishona was Bato because it was through Kibush and when the Babylonians came and then do a conquest, but by Kedusha Shnia, we only did it by Chazaka. In fact, we didn't have a government taking over until much later. So why is that relevant to the issue? So Rav Soloveitchik explains that when Shlomo HaMelech, the Chacha Biko Adam, built the first Beis HaMikdash, so the Rambam was talking about Kedushas HaAretz. However, when the Rambam talks about Kedushas HaMikdash, so he says when Shlomo was Mekadesh to Beis HaMikdash, he didn't only give Kedusha to the structure, to the edifice of the Beis HaMikdash, but he also gave Kedusha So we'll call its geographic location. It gave the location an inherent Kedusha. The Rambam Shita is, but it comes to Kedushas HaMikdash, he says, even Shlomo HaMelech, by Kedusha Rishona, Ezra lost his, the Kedushas Ezra came off after Golus Bavel. However, the Kedusha Rishona, the Kedusha of the temple, remained even after the destruction. And why? Because the Rambam says, apparently, that the Kedushas HaMakom of the temple, that's forever. Even though Uvasem Uvoba Pritzim V'chiluluha, even though they came in and the fathers, the Gemara tells us in Avodah Zorah, Nun Beis Amid Beis, that the Gemara says, Gemara even applies this cloud to the stones of the Mishpeach, where the Greeks were metame, they defiled, when they took control of the Beis HaMikdash, yet the Rambam says the Kedushas HaMakom remains. And that's the famous Lashon HaRambam, Lefisha Kedushas HaMikdash V'Yushalayim Mimnei HaShchina. Where does the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash come from? From the Divine Presence. U'Shchina Eina Betela. And the Shchina cannot be destroyed. Therefore, even when an enemy comes in, Bavel, Rome, they try it, even if they destroy the walls, but the Shechina cannot be taken away. It's not affected. It remains in the Makom HaMikdash. And therefore, the Kedusha, the Makom HaMikdash, and perhaps Yerushalayim, which could be an extension of the Kedusha HaMikdash, remains forever. So, Rav Salavetchik explained when he compared the Kedusha of Shlomo to the Makom HaMikdash in the first temple. That was forever, but Ezra, Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, but Ezra's Kedusha is also forever. So what is, and then what's the common ground? It's like Kedushas HaMikdash, it's forever. But Kedusha Rishon of Eretz Yisrael wasn't, but Kedusha Shniya of Eretz Yisrael, what's the common denominator? Why is Kedusha Sa'aretz, the Shniya of Ezra, on the same level as the Kedusha HaMikdash? I know he says, what's Pshat? The one's a Chazaka, one's a Kibush. So again, so the Rav elaborated and explained that there was a fundamental difference when they came to Eretz Yisrael for Ezra as first to the first Kedusha. The difference between the Kedusha Shni and the Kedusha Rishona. Because why? Because we know, when did Shlomo build the first Beis HaMikdash? It was much later. When Yeshua came in, he did the Kibush. And then years later, Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, and then he gave it its Kedusha. So clearly, we see Ezra's Kedusha Rishon, so clearly we see that the first Beis HaMikdash with Yehoshua and the first Beis HaMikdash with Shlomo are two totally distinct Kedushas. They came at different times, so HaShchina ain't a betela, so Shlomo remains, but Yehoshua doesn't. However, when it came to the Kedusha Shniya during the time of Ezra, so what happened first? So when Ezra came, they went and they built the Beis HaMikdash, and the people lived right around the Beis HaMikdash. That's why you had a big Yishuv in Yerushalayim, and then, like any good area, you build around the shul, and then people start living a little further away. So therefore, what do we see? Really, the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha of the time of Ezra, of the Kedusha Shniya, was really an extension of the Kedushas HaMikdash. In other words, the settlement, that's what the Rambam says, it was a chazakah. He means that, because since Ezra's Kedusha, Ezra went on, when he, the Beis HaMikdash was built first, and then they went ahead and they occupied around the Beis HaMikdash. That's why when the Romans took over, they didn't lose the Kedusha, because just like the Kedusha's HaMikdash of Shlomo was based on Hashchina Ina Betela, the Hashrash Hashchina, even after the Churban HaBayis, so too, the Rambam warns out that the Kedushas HaAretz of Ezra was an extension of the Kedushas HaMikdash. And therefore, that's why it remains forever, as Rav Schachter explained in the Nefesh HaRav and in other places. So to summarize, we have the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So we know it didn't begin until year 15. The first 7 years, the conquering Kibush V'chiluk and dividing. So year 15, it had its Kedusha. So the Rambam tells us a distinction. Kedusha Rishon of Yoshua became Bato once the enemies threw us out, the Babylonian enemies. So therefore it lost its Kedusha because it was based on conquest. So when we lost, when they took it over on conquest, it lost. However, the Kedusha Shni of Ezra of Eretz Yisrael, that remained forever, because the Rambam says, because it wasn't based on Kibush, it was based on Chazakah. What do you mean it wasn't based? Because when Ezra came in the time of because we know when the time of Ezra, when the Rambam makes a distinction between the Kedusha Shnia that didn't depend on Kedusha Haaretz, because there was no Kibush, because the Jewish government didn't exist until the days of the Hashmona, which are 200 years later. So therefore, as the Rambam explains, the Kedusha Haaretz rested upon the Chazakah of when the Jews' settlement, and therefore, so the Rambam's Kedusha Rishona was Bato of Eretz Yisrael, Kedusha Nashtiya remained, because without Chazaka, what's the Pshat? So, and plus we know the Rambam tells us when it comes to Kedusha HaMikdash, that's forever, because that's the Shechina in the Betewa. So, Rav Soloveitchik explained that what's the connection? Why do we connect Shlomo's Kedusha HaMikdash to Ezra's Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and not to Yoshua's? Because so therefore he explained that's just the way it worked. He says because when Yeshua came in, it was the Kibush HaAretz, but the Beis HaMikdash wasn't built till much later. So therefore, it was a totally different, distinct Kedusha. So therefore, Kibush was nullified and the Kedusha is amakta the Muslim. But in the time of Ezra, they did the Beis HaMikdash right away. The Yeshua people lived in Yerushalayim and they extended it the other way. So that's why it was the Chazakah during his time. It was an extension of the Kedusha HaMikdash. And this, like, based on the Shechina, so therefore that's why that's the Pshat in the Rambam, that the Kedusha Shni of Ezra was similar to Kedusha HaMikdash of Shlomo, because they were done at the same time, and it was based on the Hashra Shechina when the people lived around Yerushalayim, which gets its Kedusha as well. Just like Yerushalayim is an extension of the Kedushas HaMikdash, so too, the Kedushas HaAretz during the time of Ezra was as well, and therefore, the Kedushas HaMikdash and the Kedushas Shechina of Eretz Yisrael remains forever, because Hashchina in a Betela, as the Rambam writes by the Beis HaMikdash, and perhaps that also played a role, it was a similar Kedusha than in the time of Ezra.